David in Psalm 139 describes the heart that has been made sensitive to its need of Christ. And believe me, God's people are in need. Philippians 4:19 promises, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in Christ Jesus." Now, I will be the first to admit there are many things that we desire in this life. But to consider truly our need, that's what I'd like to look at this morning. But in Psalm 139, there are some things that are revealed that God's people truly need. The first thing that I see is that they need and desire truly to know something of His knowledge of them. Secondly, they need to hear something of their standing and their security before Him. And thirdly, there is a need to express their heart in praise toward Him. First, they need to know something of His knowledge of them. David begins this blessed psalm and says, "O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me." In the scripture, that last word, "me," is not found in the original. The sense is broad in scope. David is saying, "Lord, You have searched and have known. You know whether I and all like me are guilty or innocent before You." Psalm 44 and verse 21 says, "Shall not God search this out? For He knoweth the secrets of the heart." God's people are often so clouded with reproaches and calamities, they cannot, and they know that they cannot, find a way clear within themselves to walk with any integrity, even before men, much less before God. And they need to know something of His knowledge of them and find some comfort. David, as a king, was unsearchable to his subjects. That's what Proverbs 25:3 reveals, but not before his sovereign. I need to be honest with Him. Look at verses 2 through 5. David says, "Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thy hand upon me." He is saying, "Lord, You've arrested me." God's sheep know that they are an open book before Him. And they find great comfort in this one thought: though my frail being falters, and that quite often, for the sake of Christ and His shed blood for an elect people, because of His imputed righteousness to all that the Father has given Him to redeem, for His sake only, Psalm 103 verses 13 and 14 reveals, "Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame, and remembereth that we are dust." That He would know me in Christ, my surety, my Redeemer, my Lord. Oh, what a blessed thought. Try to find comfort in any other thought, and you'll wind up totally and hopelessly lost. I find no peace in Him knowing the best that I can do. I'm comforted in God knowing the best that Christ has done for me. Turn with me to Luke chapter 10, verse 30 to 37. There the scripture explains perfectly what I mean when I say the best that the Lord Jesus Christ can do. The scripture reveals that a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Now which of these three thinkest thou, the Lord Jesus asked, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Here is a perfect picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, the surety for this wounded man left on the side of the road, half dead. Christ himself, the surety of his sheep, promises, whatever they owe, I will pay. What a comfort when I realize that I and all men born in Adam were shapen in iniquity. And I realize if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me, Psalm 66:11. Psalm 130 and verse 3, If the Lord should mark as a judge iniquities, who shall stand? But Isaiah 6:7 says, Thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Why? Because the Lord, that is, Almighty God, has laid on him, the Lord Jesus Christ, the iniquity of us all. Who are these us? It's the sheep that so easily go astray. He laid upon Christ the guilt of all God's sheep, and the Lord Jesus Christ, by his precious blood, put that sin away. Contemplate that the Lord has searched me and known me and has dealt with me in a substitute of his choosing, one that has satisfied God for me. And contemplating that point, I will say, as David said in verse 6 of that 139th chapter, Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high, and I cannot attain it. Such knowledge, not my knowledge of what he has searched out and known, but such knowledge that he has in dealing justly and being a Savior. Romans chapter 11 and verse 33 says, Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Secondly, I need to hear something of my security before him. In the 7th verse of that 139th chapter, David said, Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. A believer knows something of his proneness to wander, and that thought is a burden to him, because he is not without constraint of an inward law of love and obedience. He's not lawless. He desperately longs to be honorable before God. The thought of bringing reproach upon the holy name of his Master constrains him to continue in the faith. That's his desire. It is in his eyes, that is, in God's eyes, that they have found grace. Not that his eyes have looked and has seen perfection or perfect obedience, therefore he chose to be gracious, but he chose to be gracious in spite of our shortcomings. God's people need to be comforted in the fact that they're kept by the power of God unto salvation. Whither shall I go? Whither shall I flee? And thirdly, I need to express my heart before him. In the 14th verse of that 139th chapter, David said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. I will praise thee. This is what God's people want to do. Those that praise Him or those that want to praise Him. What is that? Well, it's a heart of thankfulness. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15 says, By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. This is what it is to praise God, to be thankful. It's not until a man sees something of sovereign grace that he's truly thankful. He's been gracious unto me. In Job chapter 33 and verse 24, the scripture says, Deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. Oh, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, David said. No doubt this body is a marvelous piece of work wrought by the hand of God Almighty, but my mind becomes lost in the thought of being found and formed in Christ. As the body is privately formed in the womb of a woman, the believer is also secretly being made to be conformed to the image of Christ. The Father did with certainty write all His members into the book of life, that is, Christ Himself, with purpose before the foundation of the world. The believer is comforted that God would think upon him with favor in His surety. How valuable are His thoughts, for they are thoughts of mercy to His people. How great, David said, is the sum of them. God's people truly are thankful, and they by faith believe God. Their faith is not presumptuous. My hope is that Almighty God will deal with me in Christ. You search me, David said, and know my heart, for truly I cannot. In those last two verses, a redeemed saint is being revealed to say that he can but cast himself upon the mercy of God and trust that his salvation has been accomplished according to His word. God's people know that vanity and worldliness and selfishness is within, but knowing that Christ has put away my guilt, He pleads, Don't allow me to harbor wickedness against you. Lead me, guide me. You turn me, and I shall be turned. Three things that God's people need. They need to know something of His knowledge of them. They need to hear something of their standing and security before Him. And they need to express their heart in praise and thanksgiving toward Him. If you would like to hear more of this message concerning God's free and sovereign grace in Christ, come visit us at 3226 Boyd Mill Avenue, West Harpeth Grace Church. Our services are 10 a.m. Sunday morning and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Until next week on this station at 7:45, thank you for tuning in.